Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E, at moneysmartsforyou.com. That's M-O-N-E-Y-S-M-A-R-T-S, the number four, the letter U.com. Our theme in March is new experiences. Buying a new home is this week's focus. Next week, we'll talk about planning for a new pet in your household. After that, we'll talk about planning for a new baby. And then the last week of March, we will cover new experiences for high school students going to college. What a high school senior, soon to be a new college freshman, needs to know about selecting and paying for entering college next fall. After marriage, buying a home is the biggest commitment you will make in your life. You will commit money, time, furnishings, plants, art, and energy to your home with the hopes that you will get what you expect from it. You may live in the first home you buy all of your adult life, or you may move every 3 to 5 years, which is the national average, going to a different location because of your job or your family. For many people, their home is their base camp, a place they come to when they need to feel comforted and safe. For others, it's just a place to change clothes and sleep. Knowing what you're looking for in a home will make it easier for you to select a place that fits in with your spending plan and gives you a reasonable return on your investment. Number one, location, location, location. The three key words in real estate are location, location, location. I cannot stress this enough. The most important feature of the property you plan to buy is the location. Will it be in a safe neighborhood? Is it in a good school district? How close are a grocery store, pharmacy, restaurant, dry cleaners, laundry, gas station, important employers, and major thoroughfares? Is it in a place where houses sell quickly? Have property values been increasing in this area? You want to buy a home in the best location you can afford so that it is more likely to maintain its value through the years that you live in it. Once you figure out the best locations for you, evaluate the different types of developments in those locations. Do you want to live in a condominium complex, own a townhouse, live in a high-rise, or have your own yard? Your specific needs, your budget, and how much free time you have available may determine what is best for you. If you imagine your own garden and a yard for your dog, Toby, to run in, then consider the added responsibility of keeping a yard, whether you do it yourself or pay a service to care for it. If you're away on business a great deal of the time, a condominium complex or a high-rise might be best for you, with someone else maintaining the grounds, taking care of the maintenance for you, and securing the common areas. If you want more than a condo or a townhouse, but less to care for than a house, consider a house with limited patio space or a garden home. If you're looking at a house or condo that needs some work, make sure you check the local building codes. You may find that you can't add on that new deck or build on that extra bathroom like you wanted. Just because you have the land to do it may not mean that you can. In addition, make sure you know about what the deed restrictions are that may cover your property or the properties around you. These could involve extending the setbacks, preventing building 20 feet from the property line rather than the 10 feet provided by the code, or it could prohibit you from owning chickens within the community that you live in. Investigate these types of restrictions during the option period. Number two, know what you can afford to pay for. A lot of factors go into figuring out what you will be willing to pay for a home. Before you go much further, consider that you may want to limit your monthly mortgage payment to about 25% of your take-home pay. If you're taking home $3,000 a month, then you can afford a mortgage payment of $750 per month. You can spend more if you like, but it will affect your ability to do other things, because more of your money will be going towards your home. Get a fixed rate mortgage, not a floating rate one. Also, avoid mortgages that have a fixed rate for a short period of time and then become a floating rate mortgage or have a bump up clause where the rate goes up automatically. During the 2008 global financial crisis, mortgages that had these bump up clauses in place ruined people's lives. Many had mortgages that were at 4% fixed rate, then they jumped to a 9% mortgage rate after the first five-year period at a fixed rate expired. Most of these people originally thought they were going to get a 30-year mortgage with a 5% fixed rate, but when they went to sign the document, they were tempted into agreeing to a 30-year mortgage with a lower rate of 4%, which lowers the monthly payments. However, that rate was only good for 5 years rather than the full 30 years, leading to devastating circumstances for people who did not read the fine print. More than the mortgage amount, there are other expenses associated with the residence you're looking to buy. Electric, gas, water, sewer, garbage collection, homeowners association dues, insurance, taxes, internet, phone, security, and yard and pool maintenance are all extra fees that each month are part of the cost of owning your own home. In some instances, non-payment or late payment of homeowners association dues can result in your home being foreclosed on by the homeowners association. Carefully read the bylaws of any HOA or homeowners association before you finalize your purchase. Number three, borrowing to buy a house or getting a mortgage. Now that you've determined what you're comfortable spending each month on your home purchase, consider the requirements for applying for a mortgage and making an offer on a property for sale. Most lenders require a 10% to 20% down payment on the purchase of a house, condo, or townhouse, depending on your credit score. If you're looking to buy something for $100,000, then be prepared to pay $10,000 to $20,000 as the down payment, with a loan amount of the remaining $90,000 or $80,000 that will be basically what your mortgage is for. The down payment becomes the equity in your home. In addition to the money for the down payment, you as a buyer may have to pay for a survey of the property, an inspection, and possibly a commission to the real estate salesperson who listed the house or who is representing you in the transaction. It is also wise to have a real estate attorney look over the documents before you sign to verify their proper execution. The seller usually pays for a title policy, which is insurance that the title to the land is good and that there are no liens on the real estate or house, prorated property taxes, prorated homeowner's fees, and commission to the real estate person who listed the dwelling, and sometimes an insurance policy covering appliances and major mechanicals of the home that you're purchasing. Lenders also require proof of income, often requesting copies of tax returns for the previous 2 or 3 years, copies of bank and brokerage statements, W-2 forms, 1099 statements, and pay stubs if applicable. Usually the application will require that you list any assets and debts you have and then require that you provide backup documentation. When looking for a mortgage, you may wish to contact your banker, accountant, lawyer, investment advisor, insurance agent, and any friends that may have recommendations about mortgage sources. Your real estate agent may also have contacts with a mortgage broker or banker who can help you through the application process. Your credit score will be a big part of what determines your eligibility for different lenders as well as the interest rate available to you when you make your purchase. That's often determined by what your credit score is. Beware of a mortgage that requires a higher monthly payment that you can afford. Do not assume that the financial professional preparing the documents knows anything about what is right for your personal financial situation. So don't go in and be ready to sign papers and then have them do a switcheroo on you because they don't know what you can afford. Stick to the numbers that you've calculated. Stick to that 25% of your take-home pay figure. Four, what other expenses are involved in owning a home? Besides the mortgage payment each month, there will be other maintenance expenses that will keep your house in good working order and make it a comfortable place to be. Obviously, you'll pay electric bills to keep the lights on, water bills for health and hygiene, gas to cook with or heat your home, and heating oil or coal if you live in colder climates. But there are additional fees to include in your expense plan for comfort, pleasure, and safety. As you look at different homes, keep in mind the age and maintenance of the appliances and the heating and air conditioning equipment in the home you're buying. Once it's yours, then you'll be responsible for maintaining it or replacing it. Heating and air conditioning equipment should be serviced 2 times per year, usually in late spring for the air conditioner and then late fall for the heater. Dryer vents and chimneys should be cleaned every 2 years to prevent fires. Various appliances such as refrigerators, ovens, dishwashers, washers, and dryers will have to be serviced when they malfunction. Toilets and sinks can back up and overflow, and faucets can leak, requiring plumbing work. Many sellers include a whole house insurance policy to cover the appliances and air handling systems for a specific limited time period when offering their homes for sale. Keeping your home clean to maintain it over the years takes time and cleaning supplies. Whether you clean it yourself or hire someone to do so, keeping your home clean maintains its value, helping you later when you sell it. Sometimes areas that need paint, repair, or replacement can be spotted earlier if a house is kept clean and neat. If you have a yard or patio, it may require regular care, whether it needs mowing, trimming, weeding, sweeping, planting, or watering. Take into account the cost of the supplies, time, and employees involved in that maintenance. If you're too busy to do the work yourself, you may need to hire someone to do it, as many communities have laws about yard maintenance and cleanup. With the development of more and more gated communities or limited access communities, as well as condos and high-rises, there are more homeowners association dues paid than ever before. Many of these associations include a clause in their bylaws allowing foreclosure on properties when the dues are not paid in a timely fashion or if they're in arrears for several months. If you make an offer on a home covered by a homeowners association, make sure you receive, read, and understand a copy of the bylaws before the end of the opt-out period for your offer. Insurance and taxes are the two biggest expenses you will pay outside of your mortgage. Property tax in many communities usually pays for police and fire protection, improvements to the water and sewer systems, school systems, public hospitals, and road and street improvements. Insurance can cover your home in the event of fire, some types of water damage, theft, and other damage. Your policy will tell you what is and what is not covered. Almost all lenders require basic insurance on the dwelling, but not the contents. When you make an offer on a home that interests you, include an option period, usually 10 days in length. The prospective buyer can pay a fee of around $100 or so to submit their offer at a specific price, which will be contingent on a satisfactory inspection and resolution of or acceptance by the buyer of any problems with the home. Keep in mind that you have a lot of things to learn about this dwelling before you arrive at a final offer, so give yourself time to do it. If you decide to buy an older home or one that requires a lot of work, it may be worthwhile, once you have the results of the inspection, to make a list in order of priority of the work that needs to be done and then get a bid from a contractor as to the cost of making those improvements when you're in the option period and can still negotiate on the price of the home you wish to buy. Having that information can help you make an offer that is appropriate for the dwelling you're considering, as well as providing a bargaining point during the offer and counteroffer periods. It may also help you decide between one place or another based on the actual after-purchase costs with the improvements included. 5. Get your home insured. Knowing what the insurance on the structure will cost will help you in your spending plan for your home, as well as your overall budget. Factor these figures into your planning and take the time to go over the terms of the insurance policy with your agent. There are liability limits for the structure, personal property, and general liability associated with the policy. Also, there is a deductible, that is, the amount you will have to pay out of your own pocket before the insurance chips in for the remainder. Not all homes can be insured against fire, flood, or windstorm damage. Before you make the offer for the home you want, check with your insurance agent to find out whether the property is insurable. If you don't have an agent, ask friends, family, or knowledgeable professionals for referrals to trusted insurance agents who can help you before you buy. Your insurance agent may discover there was a previous claim for damage on the property a few years before, alerting you to the need to inquire about that damage and the cleanup afterward. It may also remind you to look closely for any other damage and ask about any insurance claims as well. Properties located in coastal areas may require windstorm insurance, which may be very expensive and sometimes difficult to purchase. Flood insurance may be advisable if you're looking at purchasing land near the 500-year or 100-year floodplain. Floodplain maps are updated every 10 years or so and are available online if you want to find out where flooding risk may be more likely to occur. If you are looking to purchase a condominium or a townhouse, verify that the buildings comply both with your lender's requirements and with your insurance company's requirements. In the last few years, cities have started building certification programs that verify the compliance of a structure with the local building codes and safety requirements. Check with both your lender and your insurance agent to make sure your dream home fits within those criteria. 6. Buy a house with resale in mind. Your life can change in the blink of an eye. One minute you're single, the next you're married. Children may become a part of your life. You may decide you want a dog that needs a yard. An ailing parent may come to live with you. A new job may require that you move to another location. For these reasons and more, at some point you may choose to sell your home. Resale value can be influenced by a great number of factors, but the most important goes back to location, location, location. If the economy is stable or booming in the city where you live, there will be other people moving there for jobs. If businesses are leaving the area, then there will be more houses for sale and fewer people to buy them. Beyond the economy, the part of town you live in, along with its popularity among all age groups, can enhance the resale value of your home. Does your particular house appeal to all age groups? Are there too many stairs that will cause older people to shun your house? Is the yard big enough for children and pets to play in, but not so large that it requires a full-time gardener? The more people your house will appeal to, the better chance you will have to sell it quickly. When realtors ask you to declutter your house, putting away personal pictures and mementos, and to stage your house, they are using psychology to make sure your house appeals to more people. A buyer may have an idea of what they're looking for, but you have to make your house look and smell like the great house everyone wants to live in. To sell your house, it must appear to be comfortable, clean, and perfect to fulfill the buyer's fantasy of their dream house. If your house is the largest house on the block or the largest in the neighborhood you live in, it may not sell as quickly as smaller houses in the same area. Again, that is because there are fewer prospects for the larger houses. More people can afford the smaller house down the block, so there will be greater interest in that property. Before you buy your home, keep the end in mind. Think about how easy or hard it will be to sell the house you're considering buying. When you're looking at buying a house, consider the number of days a house has been on the market. The longer the number of days, the more motivated the seller. It also tells you that there may be something about the house, its location, floor plan, yard, or neighborhood, that makes it less appealing than others. Realtors can fudge those numbers as well by listing a house for 3 months, taking it off the market for a week, and then listing it again for 3 months. Using that technique makes the house, quote, a new listing every 90 days. Possibly obscuring the fact it may have been on the market for over a year before you saw it or before it sold. 7. Is a house a good investment? The value of residential real estate fluctuates with the economy. If interest rates are low, banks have money to lend on homes. And if a community is flourishing, then residential real estate will most likely go up in value. But before you decide you're going to become the king or queen of flipping real estate, remember that you'll be lucky if you can buy a home, live in it for years, and then sell it for what you paid for it. With mortgage interest deductions from your income taxes, as well as property deductions currently allowed by the tax law, you will be living rent-free and hopefully keeping the money you invested in the house in the first place. If the economy goes against you, you may find that you are underwater, meaning the house is worth less than the mortgage amount remaining to be paid. It happened in 2008 all over the country, and it happened in Texas in the early 1980s after the oil boom went bust and the banks and savings and loans to let money on anything with the word oil in it went into receivership. So it can happen again. Prepare for it by making a decent down payment, working to pay off your mortgage as quickly as you can, and not overreaching on the mortgage, taking on more debt than you can afford, or payments larger than you can afford. When you evaluate whether this home of your dreams will be a good investment, consider the surrounding area. Is this home in a new development where there will be lots of new homes built around it, all competing for buyers? Or is it located in an established part of town where the neighborhoods are fairly stable, with good schools and a well-woven net of community involvement? Will the demand for housing in the area where your dream home is located continue? Is it close to where the jobs are? Will living there shorten the commute to work for you, as well as for others? Is it in an up-and-coming part of town, or is it in an older area enjoying a renaissance? Does everyone want to live in this location? Is the demand for housing in that area likely to continue? If you can answer yes to most of the above questions, then your house may be a good investment. After you decide to move on to your next abode, will you be able to rent this house, condo, or townhouse and cover a part or all of your basic expenses for that property? If you're buying a condo or townhouse, make sure there are no restrictions about renting to a non-owner. Some condo or townhouse boards reserve the right to approve any buyers or tenants in a building or complex to prevent unsavory types from living in their neighborhood. If you can rent to anyone who can make the rent and who satisfies your background check criteria, then that may add to the investment potential of your dream house. Although anything can happen to upset well-thought-out plans, keep in mind that your best source of prospective tenants may come from your neighbors themselves. They may have a friend or a family member who wants to live close by, either by necessity or desire. Your tenant may start out renting and then ultimately want to buy the house, condo, or townhouse after they live there a while. Some of your neighbors may appreciate learning you're renting or selling before you make the news public, in case they know someone they'd like as a neighbor, or in case they'd like to buy the property themselves. If you decide to be a real estate mogul or landlord that lives off the rent checks paid by your tenant, remember to keep maintenance expenses and repair costs in mind, as well as the expense of increasing taxes and insurance premiums. Leasing a property to others makes sense only when it makes money for you. I hope you've enjoyed today's Money Smarts for You show. Thank you for joining me. Next week, I'll go over the steps involved in planning for the new addition of a pet to your household. And after that, new baby. And, of course, the last week of the month, we'll talk about college acceptances and things you need to keep in mind when you're making that big selection. If you have any thoughts about ideas for a future show, please email me your thoughts to Barbie at MoneySmart, and we'll cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.